All five starters scored in double figures as Iowa State downed Iona 94-81 in their first-round NCAA tournament game Thursday in Denver, Colorado. Iona closed the gap below double digits late in the second half before the Cyclones closed out the game. Coach Steve Prohm got the tournament win in his first year with ISU.
I thought our first-half defense was terrific. Second half, we tried to almost exchange baskets, gave up too many points off turnovers and poor shots.
George Niang led the Cyclones with 28 points and says it was a good performance to rebound after failing in the first round of the conference tournament.
I think we're pretty confident. We got our, swagger back. We've had it for a little while, and, you know, we're looking to make a run and deep in March.
ISU was upset in the first round last year, but pulled out by 12 points early in this one and then kept control.
Yeah, that was huge. I think you learned that from last year, is you don't want to let a team like that hang around and get confidence, because if they get confidence, I mean, the way they shoot, it goes up from anywhere, and if it's going in, that's not a pretty game.
Monte Morris was healthy again as he chipped in with 20 points.
Just to get out there with those guys was a blessing, and the ball went in for me tonight. You know, I'm just happy, and I'm thanking God.
Jameel McKay had 11 points, 3 blocks, and 9 rebounds, and he says the win puts to rest last year's tourney upset.
Yes, but our mission wasn't really to come here and win one game. We came here to win 2 games, and if people, like I said, if people really think we're that excited about winning one game, then they have to, like, they're misunderstanding us. We came here to win 2 games. We're supposed to win the first game. Let's see what we're about the second game.
McKay says the team wants to have a long run.
I'm not ready for my college career to be over with. George is not, Abdul's not, Monte's not, and, like, even the last person on the bench, nobody's ready for this year to be over. We have huge expectations for ourselves, so we just got to go out and keep competing.
Abdul Nader had 19 points. Matt Thomas had 14. The Cyclones will play their second-round contest on Saturday, and the Cyclones caught a bit of a break yesterday, too, as they'll get Arkansas Little Rock. Instead of Purdue, Arkansas Little Rock is moving on thanks to an out-of-nowhere comeback that led to an 85-83 double overtime victory over Purdue. Josh Hagan sent the game into overtime with a shot from the edge of the midcourt logo and then into double overtime with an arcing shot off the glass over an outstretched defender. He finished with 31 points to send Little Rock up against Iowa State in the second round. Yale made its first appearance in the NCAA tournament in 54 years, a memorable one. The 12th-seeded Bulldogs got 31 points from Makai Mason in a 79-75 upset of 5th-seeded Baylor in the West region. That's Yale's first NCAA tournament win in school history. The Ivy League champs led by as many as 13 in the second half before having its lead cut to 1 point, but a late turnover by the Bears helped Yale secure the victory. Yale advances to play Duke in the second round. Also yesterday, Perry Ellis had 21 points as top-seeded Kansas rolled over Austin Peay 105-79. Duke recovered from a 3-point halftime deficit to beat UNC Wilmington 93-85. East top-seed North Carolina turned a 1-point halftime lead into an 83-67 breeze over play-in qualifier Florida Gulf Coast. That's Coach Roy Williams' 66th NCAA tournament victory, passing the late Dean Smith for second on the all-time list. Midwest top-seed Virginia got a scare when Coach Tony Bennett collapsed just before halftime and was taken to the locker room. Turns out it was just dehydration, and he returned for the second half to watch his team blow out Hampton 81-45. Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker combined for 29 points, and Wichita State's swarming defense did the rest as the Shockers beat Arizona 65-55. Angel Rodriguez had 24 points and 7 rebounds as third seed Miami held on to defeat number 14 seed Buffalo 79-72. Gonzaga is moving on after pulling away from Seton Hall for a 68-52 win, 21 points and 16 rebounds for Domantas Sabonis. In that victory, third seed Utah out of the Pac-12 defeated Fresno State 80-69. Providence nipped Southern California 70-69 on Rodney Bullock's basket with 1.5 seconds left. Kentucky took out its disdain for that number 4 seed as they clobbered Stony Brook 85-57 with an inspired performance on both ends of the floor. Yogi Ferrell had 20 points and a season-high 10 assists as number 5 seed Indiana routed Chattanooga 99-74. Keelan Martin came up big for Butler in a 71-61 win over Texas Tech with all 11 of his points in the final 8.5 minutes. And Rodney Purvis had 15 of his 19 points in the second half, helping Connecticut take out Colorado 74-67. Another full day of action today in the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hope some time off has allowed them to rest and be ready to take a run at the NCAA tournament. Iowa faces a first-round matchup with Temple at 2:10 this afternoon in Brooklyn, New York. One of the first things asked of Hawkeye senior Jared Utoff in the news conference Thursday was what happened in the late-season slide from leading the Big Ten to a first-round exit in the conference tournament.
Towards the end, I think the Big Ten season really started to wear on us. Day in and day out, you're playing great teams. It's not like you're playing poor competition, so losing to those good teams, I think, is a good learning experience for us, and I think we'll bounce back from it in this tournament.
Senior Anthony Clemens says they know that there's no room now to play poorly.
I mean, with the experience with this tournament, you have to, you know, come out and bring it and give it your all, you know, every second. You know, every possession counts. There's not a possession you have to take off, and, you know, anything can happen in March and in these tournaments, so just by knowing that and understanding the process that we've been through.
Utoff says beating Temple will not be an easy task.
From watching them on film, you know, I've been impressed with the tempo and how they try to dictate the tempo. You know, they don't panic. They play within themselves and they make you beat them.
Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey is good friends with Temple coach Fran Dunphy, and he says he admires the way Dunphy coaches.
His teams consistently perform a certain way. You know, they don't beat themselves. They take care of the basketball. They rebound the basketball. They move the ball. They share the ball. All the things that, as a coach, you want your team to do. And so, it's really not a surprise that they consistently win wherever he's coaching.
The 7th-seeded Hawkeyes are 21-10. 10th-seeded Temple, 21-11. We'll have that game for you live this afternoon here on the radio. 1 o'clock is pregame, and the scheduled tip time, 2:10. Of course, that's largely going to depend on the first game at that location. The tourney schedule for today includes Dayton facing Syracuse, Villanova playing UNC Asheville, VCU facing Oregon State, and Cal against Hawaii in the first four games of the day. In that second block, in addition to Iowa Temple, it'll be Michigan State, Middle Tennessee, Oklahoma facing Cal State Bakersfield, and Maryland playing South Dakota State. The third block of games for the day, the early evening contests, include Wisconsin versus Pittsburgh, West Virginia playing Stephen F. Austin, Texas A&M battling Green Bay, and Oregon against Holy Cross. In the last four games, the late games of the evening at those different locations, Northern Iowa will be in action tonight as they'll have the late game in Oklahoma City at 8:50 against Texas in the NCAAs. Panther coach Ben Jacobson expects Longhorns coach Shaka Smart to use a lot of pressure defense.
You know, I watched their game at Iowa State, went through that one in detail, and in that game they pressed quite a bit. They don't press nearly as much as they did when he was at VCU. And now in saying that, the Iowa State game, full court press, trapping, doing a lot of that. And certainly in some other games, we've seen that as well. So that's going to be part of the game. I would anticipate that we will face their pressure in the full court. We'll face some pressure in the half court.
He says pressure will come both in the full and half court, and Jacobson says Smart likes an up-tempo game. Now, the Panthers like to control the tempo of games, and Jacobson says they haven't tried to add anything new as they've prepared. He said that philosophy is based on past tourney experience.
I guess what I've learned is now's not the time to be messing around. You know, I mean, the key is that your guys play with a lot of confidence and that they play loose. And the only way to do that is to do the things that you've been doing for a while. So, now that's really become our approach.
The 11th-seeded Panthers come into the game 22-12. The 6th-seeded Longhorns are 20-12 on the season. Again, tip time 8:50 tonight. That'll be on TBS TV. Xavier plays Weber State. Notre Dame faces Michigan. And St. Joseph's plays Cincinnati in the other late games this evening. California point guard Tyrone Wallace is out for the rest of the season after he suffered a broken right hand during a non-contact drill. The Golden Bears' senior leader was injured when his hand got caught in a teammate's shirt just 2 days before Cal played Hawaii in their NCAA tournament opener today. California coach Quanzo Martin says that Sam Singer will get the start instead. Alec Peters scored 16 of his 26 points in the first half and finished with 9 rebounds to help Valparaiso beat number 4 seed Florida State 81-69 in the second round of the NIT tournament yesterday. And last night, the University of Iowa women's basketball team's comeback bid fell short in a 77-72 loss to Ball State in the opening round of the women's NIT. That ends the Hawkeyes' season. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.